44 in double overtime after being down 14 with 7 minutes to go. Just give me your impressions on the game.
Before I get anywhere, you got a newcomer to the league we haven't really played before, and my hat's off to Coach Boykin. I think that place has a tremendous amount of upside, and I hope that they really do invest in it. Their coaching staff is really good. Bobby Blizzard, a kid I coached in North Carolina, Joe Daly, been around the block, Kentwan Bomber. These guys did a great job, and I think had their team very well prepared, and we were very fortunate to walk out with a W. You're down 14 with 7 minutes to go. I think, kind of the mark that we've had as our football team through the first part of the year is just, we've been able to find ways to win almost against all odds. So we'll take that as a positive and try to build upon that, but we'd certainly like to be able to put ourselves in a position where it's not such a daunting task, but you can't discredit the efforts and the perseverance that our football team shows week in and week out. Played off each other pretty well offensively and defensively, and found a way to win the game. So, a lot of questions answered, and I think, now we got to get into the meat of the schedule, and starting off with the Governor's Cup this weekend.
Yeah. First question this morning from Steve McDowell. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Rob. Thanks, Coach. Take us to that sideline. 7 minutes to go, down by a couple of touchdowns. You guys all year long have been coming back from some tough situations. The attitude of your guys, the feeling you got on the sideline when that clock said seven and you were down by 14.
I'd love to say that I have a good awareness of what's going on behind me, because I'm always out up front and center, and I can tell you where I was. But we do talk as a staff on Sundays, kind of recapping the game, and the information I got from all the guys on the sideline that it was extremely positive. It had good belief. There was no fracture. There was no panic. They just knew what they had to do, and they had to go out and execute it. And of course, we're able to get that done. So I think that was a huge positive, and one that, very proud of how the whole operation just continues to hang in there. I mean, it's really incredible some of the finishes we've had and how we've had them, but we'll keep taking them. But as I keep telling them, don't play with fire too much longer. We got to correct our issues, and those are very significant and very obvious.
And if I could follow up, Rob, Coach Devin Farrell, when he entered the game, a little bit of a slow start, but boy, as the game went on, he just seemed to pick up that rhythm and that confidence. And toward the end, he really had it going.
Yeah, I think, that's the thing we've been waiting on. We've been toying around, trying to figure out the best formula for our football team, and I think Dev, sitting for a couple of series, came on out and had a lot to prove, and then he got very comfortable and really started enjoying playing the game. So there's a lot that goes into being a starting quarterback, and he'll be our guy going forward. And I just look to see him continue to develop within our offense and develop individually. You always forget that even those kids that are transfers in, they haven't been playing a lot of football since the time they got out of high school. And Dev's on a really good upward track right now, and we expect big things out of him.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Next question from Nick Hoyt. Go ahead, Nick.
Thank you, Rob. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good, Nick. How you doing?
Very good. Very good. Two things for me. First, the running game, especially the last couple of games. Where do you feel like you've seen the most improvement? Because you really seem to have taken some strides there the last couple of weeks.
Well, I've been really impressed with the development of our offensive line. We all knew that we had, some major holes to fill, and changing coaches and all the rest of it. Coach Flanagan took them over, and I think he's done a really good job getting them in the right spots and playing physical as hell, which I'm really proud of their development. Our tight ends were much improved last weekend. That really helped, secure some of the edges on defense that, the backs were able to take care of. And then, the simple fact is we're handing the ball off more, and you handed it off to, a talented group of backs that can really do some inspiring things. And whether it's Dion or whether it's Malik or or Gabe or whoever else gets in there, it's a positive. Be able to move the ball on the ground, it's a necessary evil. And looking at Malik, a couple of his late runs were absolutely inspiring. He just doesn't seem to go down at times when most people do. So we'll keep on feeding him the rock, and we'll see. And I think we'll be, beneficiaries of that kind of performance week in and week out. They're good backs, and we got a good offensive line that's coming along.
And then my second question, well, I know we'll talk a lot more on Wednesday about the Governor's Cup game itself, but just the resilience that you've seen from your team. You mentioned the positivity you saw on the sideline, the belief. How much did that speak to, the experience of the kids being in these close games here, and the leadership that you have?
Well, I think it speaks volumes, but I also, when you kind of draw attention to the Governor's Cup, you're playing a team that's done the same thing. I mean, you look at, what happened at Harvard, which was absolutely spectacular, a finish for them. You look at them last week, they drove it all the way down to the red area before, they couldn't complete the drive to tie the thing. So, we're looking at a pretty similar picture across the other side of the field now. What we're after is obviously the character has been proven. We've just got to be performing more consistently throughout the 60 minutes. We've got so many areas that we're lacking in, but at the same time, we found our way to win those games. So you put those in the pocket and go forward. But if we're truly going to, achieve our goals and continue to walk forward in this conference and even the Governor's Cup, we've got to improve in a number of different areas in a significant way, and it needs to happen soon.
Thank you, Jim. See you Wednesday. Dress nice.
My wife tells me my clothes are really old, and I said, no, they're going to stay that way.
Your next question from Kevin Stone. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Good, Kev. How you doing?
Good, man. Thank you. So Nick sort of stole my question, but I'll try to phrase it a different way. In years past, these close games, you guys have not been able to pull out. Is there anything you can point to as to why you're able to this season as opposed to years past?
I have such a hard time remembering years past. I know we pulled out some tight ones in the past, and I know that we've lost some of them. I think, there's just a belief that goes through the program that continues to build. We got guys that are extremely hungry, but there's nothing I can really point to that makes the huge difference. I think that, the only thing that we've done as a coach and staff, and I heard Greg talking about, sounds cliche, but I mean, our issues have always been not staying focused in the moment, and that's really all you can do, play to play, day to day, week to week. And I think we've done a good job doing that so far. And it's paid some dividends and allowed us to be able to see some spectacular finishes. Now, like I said, you keep playing with fire, it'll come up and burn you at some point in time. But we're after all just improving and improving our overall execution, and combining that with the perseverance and persistence and belief, and that gives you the possibility of all successful things.
Just as a quick follow-up to that, is it emphasized to the guys that these types of games might be the one that costs you a playoff spot down the line? Or can you not talk about it that way?
No, I mean, I'm fine to talk about it because it was a major message last week. I said, we're going down to Hampton. We haven't played them, but it's a conference football game. If I told you that this was the last game of the season and you needed to win it for the championship, how well would you play? Would you play higher? And I said, if you'll play higher, if that was the scenario, then you're barking up the wrong tree. You better be prepared every time you have a conference opponent that you've got to go ahead and win those games or to put yourself in the conversation. And then you look at your non-conference. I mean, absolutely, a win over Brown or a loss over Brown would hurt us. But Brown's a special one, though. I mean, Brown's a different flavor. I mean, there's a significant, there's a trophy, and that thing is something that's very important to us. It's important to our fans. It's important to our program, and so it is to Brown as well. So I think people are in for a really good football game this weekend.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
One more follow-up for you from Steve. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Coach, I know you mentioned Malik Grant and the work that he's put in. Just a little more on him. The last two games, 141 yards, three touchdowns against LIU, and then 180 rushing this past game on Saturday. His ability to change direction, his ability to to cut, and as well as you mentioned break tackles. Let's talk about the credentials he came in with and what he's giving you right now.
Well, the credentials, obviously he was like a 1,000-yard rusher at Sacred Heart, probably 1,300, something like that, if I remember correctly. You also got to mention that he had two touchdowns called back last week, or
Yeah,
one
right.
touchdown. So there were some more yardage there for him. What he is, he's a very compact, strong kid. He has the ability with very good vision to be able to cut back against the grain, particularly on some of the stretch stuff. He's a good zone runner. He runs behind his pads, and he's obviously a hard tackle when you start looking at it. You're sitting there and seeing rolling off a number of people that are just flopping around. Sometimes you think it's bad tackling, but it's got to be something to do with the back as well. And what he's giving us right now is a real boost in the run game, and something that's critically important. He's got a great spirit, got a great smile. He just sits there and waits for his turn, and then goes out there and he gets churning. So I'm just thrilled to have him, and he's near and dear to all of our hearts. He's just been a tremendous addition to our program.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
All right, see, thanks, Jim. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Good luck against Brown on Saturday, and we'll talk again next week.